Shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to the OU All Parsha app. Parshas Bechukosai Shema Chazak. It is the final Parsha in the book of Sefer Vayikra. Wow. I feel like we can count time based on when we start and end the book of Chumash. When we end, I always feel like, didn't we just begin? Apparently not. So it's Parshas Bechukosai. Parshas Bechukosai and Perach Chavav. Sure, Parsha, Chavav and Chavzai. Chavzai deals with Erechin, valuations. Parshas Bechukosai, Perach Chavav begins with a short series of brachos that will be bestowed upon the nation if they go in the ways of Hashem. And then it begins a series of terrible klalos, curses, punishments, if you will befall the people if they do not go in the ways of Hashem. There are two sets of tochacha in the Chumash. One is here in Bechukosai, and one is in Parshas Kisav in the book of Devarim. These are very terrible conditions, situations, punishments, and there is a custom to read it quickly and quietly, as if we want to say we should never hear or know of such a thing. There is an appearance in Parshas Bechukosai, in the set of Kalos, of a recurring word that the Torah gives as the reason that these punishments will befall us. I'm going to begin in Perach Vav, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So the Pasuk says, of course, Baruch, of course, is speaking to Klal Yisrael, Im telchu imi keri, velo sovulishma. If you behave with me, if you walk with me with keri, kuf, resh, yud, and you refuse to heed to me, you do not listen to me, I will continue to add blow seven times for your sins. I will send you the animals of the field, and it will bereave you. I will exterminate, I will destroy your cattle, your flocks, I will cause your numbers to be low, I will diminish your number, and your roads will become desolate. And of these you are not chastised to come back to me. Carry, there's the word again, and you walk with me with carry. Hashem says, measure for measure, you walk with me with carry, I will walk with you with carry. And I will strike you, even I, seven for your sins. No chemist, no come bris, when I saft them, I'll rechem. Vishidachti dever besochem, when he tats them beyond oiv, terrible cause, I'll bring upon you the sword, vengeance for the covenant that we breached, that we did not keep. You will be gathered into the cities. I will send amongst you the pestilence, and I will give you in the hands of your enemies. Vishivri lechem, mate lechem, when I break for you the staff of your bread. Va'afu eser nashim lechem, besano echad. Ten women will bake bread and will bake bread in one oven, but when they bring back their bread, it will be all crumbly. Va'achaltem, you will eat below tispo. There will not be enough food. You will not be satiated. Pasuk of Zayin, v'im bezos lo sishmuli. And if this is not enough, and you refuse to listen to me, va'alachtem imi bekeri. You continue to walk with me bekeri. Pasuk chavchas, va'alachtem imechem bechamas keri. I will walk with you with the wrath of keri. V'yisartim eschem afani shevel chatosechem, and I will chastise you furthermore, seven for your sins. Va'achaltem besar benechem v'besar benosechem tochelu. Terrible, terrible clothes that we are reading about here, and you will consume the flesh of your daughters and the flesh of your son and the flesh of your daughters you will consume. So we see that this idea of carry is a sin which is almost unforgivable, and which causes Hashem to walk with us with carry. Pasuk Mem, v'hisvadu eshavona v'eshavona v'osam b'ma'alam asher ma'alubi v'af asher holchu imi b'keri. The time will come when we have an awakening in the land of our enemies, Pasuk Lamites, and we realize because of the sins of our fathers, and we will confess for their sins and the sins of our fathers with the trespass we committed against God, and that we walked with Hashem b'keri. Pasuk Mem Aleph, af ani elechi mam b'keri. I too will walk with them with keri, says God. Ve'vesios and be'eretz oveim, I'll bring them to the land of their enemies. Perhaps then their uncircumcised heart will be humbled. Perhaps then they will gain appeasement for their sin. So we see this idea of keri. So the big question of the commentators is, what is keri, kuf, resh, yud, for which these terrible sins befall? So there are many ways to interpret keri from the word cold. First of all, we walk with Hashem with a certain coldness, without lacking warmth in Judaism. Keri also is from the word mikra, coincidental. We see everything in this world as a coincidence instead of Yad Hashem. This relates very much to Malik, by the way, Devarim 25:17. A Malik has this attitude of keri in the world. The Havlo ben Amalik ben Klal Yisrael. What does the Pasuk say in the beginning of the passage of Parshas Zachor? Again, 25:17, Zachar Sosher and Devarim. Zachar Sosher Sal Malik, Baderach Betseis Chamitzar, Masher Karcha Baderach. A Malik coldly attacked us on the way. Korcha, kuf, reish, chaf, chaf, sovis. And here, kuf, reish, yud, same shoresh. A Malik sees everything as a mikra, chance in the world. So we see that when we act with Hashem with a certain coldness, and when we do the mitzvos with a certain coldness, and when we see everything as a mikra ba'olam, instead of seeing Yad Hashem, the Torah seems to indicate that this is why these terrible calls will befall us. I want to quote a beautiful insight from Rabbi Shmuel Golden in his Sefer Unlocking the Torah text, Vayikra. And he gives a special meaning to this word, keri. And it has a big Musar Haskel as well for how we choose to live our lives as practicing Torah Jews. Says Rabbi Shmuel Golden, a clearer understanding of this puzzling term keri and its repeated use in the Tochacha, the Great Rebuke, can be gained if we consider the basic approach of Rashi and the Rashbam, okay, who interpret the term to mean a casual approach to God's will. Let us interpret this in light of the rules that govern our own life experiences, says Rabbi Shmuel Golden. Many years ago, I asked the participants in one of my synagogue classes to name one of the most important components, no, the most important component in any successful interpersonal relationship. So think to yourself, before I say the answer of what Rabbi Golden says, his respondents reply, what is the single most important component in any successful interpersonal relationship? Rabbi Golden said he was expecting a plethora of suggestions, but he was surprised when the participants unanimously responded with one word, which he says he himself had defined for earlier as his own answer. I'm not sure what you thought of in the moment since I first posed the question, but he says that the respondents were unanimous with the word, and that is trust. Trust is the most important component in any successful interpersonal relationship. Says Rabbi Golden, our associations with each other, from partnerships to friendships to marriages, think of partnerships in terms of business dealing, friendships with people who we are friends with, and marriages, can endure many blows and many setbacks. One wound, however, invariably proves fatal to any interpersonal relationship, and that is, quote, the total loss of trust. When mutual trust is gone and cannot be regained, when the relationship no longer feels safe and secure to both parties, when each participant no longer believes that the other consistently has his partner's best interest at heart, the relationship is doomed. This is extremely powerful. I'm actually going to read that sentence again, and it's important and helpful for us to think of this in terms of interpersonal relationships that we have. When mutual trust is gone and cannot be regained, when the relationship no longer feels safe and secure, when each participant no longer believes that the other person consistently has his partner's best interest at heart, it is then that the relationship is doomed. And so God turns to the Israelites, says Rabbi Shmuel Golden. It's very, very powerful what I just read to you. And if you think about your relationships and your life, it is extremely telling. Both those relationships that Baruch Hashem are healthy and successful, and those relationships that God forbid may have ended. Again, whether it's a partnership or friendship, or chalila v'chas, closest relationships that we have. God turns to the Israelites and he proclaims, and if you walk with me, b'kerim, halachta mi mikerim, Rabbi Shmuel Golden says, it's as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying to us, if I find that you are deliberately inconsistent in your commitment to me, if I find you, the Bnei Yisrael, are only at my door when you choose to be, if I find I cannot trust you to seek my presence and relate to me continually, we know David HaMelech tells us, Shuvis Hashem Lenegli Shamei, we must place God before us consistently and always. This chapter, it's Sefer Tehillim, chapter 16, verse 8, Perek Tassayim Pasuk Ches. If Hashem says, I cannot trust you, God says to the Bnei Yisrael, to seek my presence and relate to me continually, then I will respond in kind. And then I, God, afani eilechim echem bekeri, and then I, God, will walk with you with keri, as if Hashem is saying, you will no longer be able to count on my continuing presence in your lives. I will distance myself. I will not be there when you expect me to be. Our relationship will become casual and inconsistent. All trust will be lost. Rabbi Shmuel Golden says, God can forgive many failings and many mortal human sins, but when we lose his trust, the punishments of the Tochacha are the result. The text's prominent use of this puzzling word, keri, in the Tochacha, brings our study, says Rabbi Golden, of Vayikra full circle. This complex book of Torah, with its disparate laws, ranging from minute, mysterious rituals the Zav, the Zava, the Mitzorah, Korbanos, to towering ethical edicts such as Vahavdarecha Kamocha, Osikam Velositars B'nei Amechem, and B'nei Seva Takam. This book, on its central theme, makes one real demand upon the reader, and that is that a Jew is challenged to earn God's trust. Rabbi Golden says, Judaism is not a smorgasbord. The Torah emphasizes we cannot pick and choose the elements of observance that suit our fancy. I can't say, well, I like Shabbos, I'm going to keep it. But Lashon Hara, that doesn't do it for me, so I'm not going to keep it. Each law, from a seemingly minor sacrificial detail, korbanos, to a powerful edict such as love your fellows, you love yourself, has its place and its purpose. Each halachic element is an essential component. In a tapestry of trust that is woven between God and Am Yisrael. And so in structure and content, the book of Vayikra reminds us that when we earn God's trust through faithful adherence to his multifaceted law, again, some mitzvahs inspire us more than others. Some seem more exciting than others. Some, especially in today's day and age, in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash, seem more relevant than others. But the whole theme of Sefer Vayikra, where Rabbi Shmuel Golden is proposing, is that we earn God's trust through adherence to all of his laws, large and small, if I could say such a thing, understandable and not understandable, ben adam b'chaverim, ben adam b'makom. The book of Vayikra, says Rabbi Golden, reminds us that when we earn God's trust through faithful adherence to his multifaceted laws, you'll be able to trust in God's continued presence within our lives. And then, Be'ezer Hashem, we will merit to see the ultimate Geula Shlema and the Geula Krova. And here be Aminu. Thank you so much. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. Kol tuv, have a wonderful day. And Be'ezer Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom.